السلام عليكم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء ورحمة للعالمين صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. قال الله عز وجل في القرآن المجيد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها النبي إنا أرسلناك شاهدا ومبشرا ونذيرا وداعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يكون هواه تبعا لما جئت به، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Respected brothers and sisters, we are so fortunate, so lucky that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen and selected our souls amongst all the creations to be amongst the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the most beloved Rasul to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Sayyidul Mursaleen, Imamul Anbiya, Rahmatulil Alameen, Khatamul Nabiyeen. We are not judging ourselves, or we are not analyzing that how lucky we are. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we could be born before in the time of Musa alayhi salam, in the time of Nuh alayhi salam, or in the time of Isa alayhi salam. We had no control over our birth. But it comes in the riwayat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, amongst all the arwah, selected and chosen and picked, hand-picked, each and every soul to be a ummati of Rasulullah. So we are among those chosen souls of Almighty Allah. And can you imagine the thing and ponder? We go to the, you know, grocery store, we go to the food makes and, you know, fruit store, vegetable stores, right? Ladies farm, wherever. And we have to buy some items, some fruits or some veggie, and we just want to spend few dollars on it. Insignificant amount, right? But for that also we choose and pick. For example, tomatoes, couple of dollars, right? But we pick every tomato, make sure that we should not take any rotten. Same thing apple, same thing banana, any veggie, any stuff we look at, we make sure it's 100% right. And then we select and we choose. Why? Why we do that? Because our logic says, I want to spend some money on it. And I'm spending my money, I must make sure I must get good product. I don't waste my money on rotten things, on the bad things. My money is valuable. I earn it with my, you know, hard efforts. So I want to spend every penny, every dollar, and if I want to get something, should be beneficial and should be better for me. So we pick and choose. And that is the simple general concept of buying and selling. Just imagine, we all were in Alam-e Arwah from the time of Adam alayhi salam till the last person who will be born before the Yawmul Qiyamah. Trillions of souls. Allah knows how many. Right? Among those souls, there were so many plenty of souls. There was a soul of Bush and Trump. There was a soul of Netanyahu, the soul of all the dictators and merciless, you know, people. They were there with us. But from among those billions and trillions of souls, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has picked each and every soul. Now this soul is deserved to be ummati of my most beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This soul is appropriate to be a believer in the time of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I like this soul to be a mu'min and regarded as ummat of rahmatul lil alamin. How fortunate we are, my brothers and sisters. Any one of us claim, oh, I make such a great effort, or I did this and that to be ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. No one else can claim. Even the Anbiya alayhi salam, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praise, what we gonna praise to our Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is praising our Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the Holy Quran, the whole Quran is full with the praising of our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We cannot praise our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We cannot understand his status and lofty position. But just imagine what we deserve, what we have done to be among the ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praised his last prophet in front of the Anbiya alayhi salam, his chosen servant, who are already chosen and selected to guide the mankind. They were upper level. They already have high position in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Among those esteemed gathering and VIP souls, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praised our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that there will be Nabi and Rasul will come amongst you. If he comes in your time, it is incumbent upon you to bring Iman on him, being you as a prophet and Rasul of mine. Sacrifice your risalat, your prophethood at the time, if my beloved Habib happened to be in your time. Disregard your prophethood and be his ummati. We cannot understand, we cannot imagine. Right? So all the Anbiya, it is ayat in the Holy Quran, last week I recited that ayat, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken covenant, an oath, made sure that each and every soul of the Prophet and Nabi should commit and admit, Ya Allah, I promise you, I am taking an oath, I am doing my pledge. If my time period is I am Nabi of Allah, if Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be born, I am going to bring Iman on him, I will support him, and I'll follow him. That is the covenant taken from each and every Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Forget about ourselves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made sure to that esteemed crowd, those VIP servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that they must also bring Iman if it happened that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam be born in amongst in his time. And they all said, Qalu akrarna. Yes, we are going to do that. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praised this ummah, you and me, my brothers. We are not fit for that. But this is only mercy of Allah. What are we doing to be praised in front of the Anbiya alayhi salam? What is our lifestyle? What are we following? What are we extraordinary ibadah or worship are we doing and sacrificing to be entitled to be praised in front of the Anbiya alayhi salam? Nothing, zero. This is only mercy of Allah, selection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praised this ummah, the Khatimun Nabiyin, the ummah of Khatimun Nabiyin, they were amazed. Oh Allah, you are going to be so kind with them. You are going to forgive all these sins. Are you going to hide their sins on the Yawm al-Qiyamah? You bestow your special mercy. Oh, wow, such a wonderful ummah. Ya Allah, grant me that ummah. Musa alayhi salam is making dua. Oh Allah, grant me this ummah. I deserve it. I am Kalimullah. I talk to you every time now and then. You have mercy upon you. There is no other Nabi can talk directly to you. You have granted me this opportunity. I am close to you. Please give